The most fascinating woman in America. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Rachel Dolezal has become the most fascinating woman in America, claiming she was born in a teepee in Montana, that Jesus Christ was the witness on her birth certificate, and that even though her biological parents are white, she is black. There are a lot of lies there, but of course the one that rose to the top was the one about race. No one knows the truth yet, and those who know aren't talking, so let's go hypothetical for a moment. You're familiar with the idea of white privilege, right? It's the concept that American society automatically and even unconsciously treats white people better, to the point that even the most empathetic white person can never understand what it is to be black because you go home white every day. So, if you truly wanted to rid yourself of white privilege, there'd be only one way to do it. Change both your appearance and your personal story, and then take on a public role in your new persona to raise the stakes so high that you can't go back without ruining your career. Whether that's the reason she did it, I have no idea. But what we do know, thanks to Rachel Dolezal, is that in 2015, for all the progress on racial equality, everyone can easily see why a black person would want to pass for white, but most of us still can't imagine why a white person would want to be black. Otherwise, Rachel Dolezal would be just another liar trying to pad her resume. It's that she tried to pad her resume with black credentials that has made this such a big story. In fact, her thesis advisor from Howard University told the Washington Post it may be that, quote, this was all one big performance art piece. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.